Ryan, how do you feel about this, and what do you want to do for your team?
I mean, the first thing is get a win. That's all that matters right now. We're 0-1. Half the league's 0-1, so we need to get to 1-1. We're going to have to play well. They got a good defense. We need to go play and execute better than we did on last Sunday.
We've talked so much about how hard you worked. Does it feel like that hard work is paying off right now?
Yeah, but it's not over. It's just beginning. It's week two. There's a lot of weeks left in this season to put the hard work back into use and to continue to work just as hard.
What did it mean to compare this situation to last year when you came in?
No, every situation is different. It is what it is. So I'm just going to go out there and try to help my team.
Are you more confident considering last year?
Like I said last year, I don't really ever lose my confidence in my game. And that comes from the preparation that I put into every week in the game plan. So that's where I get my confidence.
More comfortable?
I mean, it's football. I've been doing this for a long time. I mean, maybe not every week, week in and week out, but hopefully that's how it is from now on.
How do you make sure you don't put too much pressure on yourself?
The preparation. That's all. It's what it's about. You need to know what's going on, know what they're doing, what we're doing, in every aspect of the game plan.
And what concerns are you? I mean,
they're really sound. I don't know if Luke's going to play. If not, they still got a guy behind him that's really good. So he gets them lined up. He's the quarterback of their defense. We're gonna have to play football. We're gonna have to play hard nosed football.
They made it tough on Bortles last week.
Yeah, no question.
As far as feeling appreciated, what was that moment like when you were told you were the starting quarterback?
You feel bad when it's 1 week, whatever. But also at the same time, you're excited to finally get out there and show you what you've been working towards. So.
Obviously, visibly.
I love that phone.
Thank you. You were obviously very visibly upset when you didn't get the job. I mean, even a day later, you seemed really upset and angry. What does it mean to you now?
Angry. I was upset because just the work I put in. I feel like I should have been named the starter, but it was what it was. It was a good competition. I mean, we got a good room, so we're continue to support each other and be there in each other's corner, just like I was for him last week. He'll do the same for me. And it's a team effort.
Sorry, but I used the wrong word. But my point of that was that you were upset, but you vowed that this wasn't over and you were going to continue to work hard.
Yeah,
I mean, what does it mean to you to be able to have made that happen?
I think I just even started working even harder after that. It's my dream to play in this league every week, every down, and so I'm going to keep chasing it. I'm going to do what I have to do to achieve that.
Did you feel like you got in the groove somewhat, even though you were just in there a short while last week? Did you feel like, okay?
Yeah, I felt like we got it going okay, decently. Still got to play better. Still little things that we can correct.
When you play some quarterbacks like what you're facing this week with Josh Norman and Peanut Tillman, do you change your game plan of what you do, or you just go ahead?
Every week it's a different game plan. Every team's got different players. Every player has different strengths. You just got to study those guys and really know what they're good at, what maybe they're deficient at that you can attack. So we'll see what happens.
O'Brien's spoken a little bit about possibly having a mix and match with the offensive line. Do you have to change your style as a quarterback when people in different bodies come in?
No, I mean, we work so hard interchangeably, even throughout the training camp and stuff, as far as mixing and matching, just for situations like that. Because during the season, I mean, stuff happens. Guys go down, guys come back, guys do whatever. So, it's part of the confidence of meeting extra with your guys and the preparation we put in during the week and then, in the off season and all that. So it's to me, it's the same. I got to go in there and play quarterback.
Looking forward to having Arian Foster back.
Yeah, we'll see.
I know you've always been a really hungry player. Did this path of what happened
He's
this year?
I was just kidding. Sorry, I'm sorry.
Okay. I'll start again. I won't say the wrong word.
Yeah,
okay.
I forgot what you said.
You've always been a really hungry player. You've been hungry for an opportunity. Does what happened this year make you even hungrier?
I feel like as a player I always wanted to be one of the hardest workers on the team. As a quarterback, I feel like you have to be. I feel like I might have stepped it up a little more even this year. So all I'm trying to do is go help my team get a win this week. It's all I can do. It's one game at a time, one play at a time. So see what happens.
When he says to us today, Coach O'Brien said, "I want to see him let it rip." What does that mean to you?
Throw the ball. Throw the ball.
Do what you do. Huh?
Yeah, right.
There were so many question marks surrounding the wide receiver spot going into the season. You had confidence in it. You had talked that way.
Yeah.
Right. What are your thoughts on what they did the first week?
Yeah, they made plays. You know, our job is to get them the ball and let them do that, because obviously I don't run a 4-5. I'm not going to run anywhere. So I'm going to try to get those guys the ball and let them do that.